Hello.
Thank you for calling customer services. This is Crow. How may I help you?
Yes, just wanted to touch base on one small thing. There was an advertisement that said something about you get some kind of a, it was like a, for lack of a better word, like a sling bag. I don't know, some people call them fanny packs. And it's basically you pay for the shipping, and then in doing so, they ship that to you. So I did subscribe to that or request it. It did come in the mail, but I had one question. I do have the order number if that helps, but the question is this. Sometimes people say, hey, you got to be careful. That can be a bait and switch. You don't know what you got yourself into. Next thing you know, they're going to start, charging you for this, that, and the other. So I'm just asking, was there more in the fine print here than just, what seemed to be, just the shipping and that's it? Or was there something more? Did I sign up for something that I'm not aware of?
Well, sir, I'm going to be completely honest. There is something within the fine print if you did order something, because we do
Okay.
get a lot of calls like that. Did you want me to look up your account for you?
Yes, I can give you the order number if you'd like.
Okay, well, yeah, the order number would make it a lot easier.
Yeah, okay, give me a second here. I have it. Give me just a second. The order number is 26297706.
All right. Your name is Dion Chavez.
That's correct. Yes.
And can you verify your address for me?
Yeah, P.O. Box 533-412.
All right. Well, I do have your account pulled up, but bear with me for a couple of moments while the system loads.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem. I'm still here, sir. Just give me one second.
Sure. I'm good.
All right, so I do see where you did order the tactical bag.
Yes.
So within the fine print of the tactical bag, it does say that in the terms and conditions, you do agree to pay $67.32 a month for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership. And with that membership, it does come with a $125 gift voucher that can use towards any other purchases in the store. It also does sign you up for a free trial for the HeroBot app. And I think after the trial ends, which is within 4 to 7 days, I don't see a charge in your account yet, but that's also another charge, and it costs you $39.99 a month or $34.99 a month or something like that.
Okay. Well, now let me just mention something. Okay. I'm a fairly, I'm going to use this word conscious, cognizant, person who, pretty much tries to cross T's and dot I's. I mean, obviously I called. Most people maybe don't, right? But in the end, I'll be real candid with you. This advertisement, I mean, it doesn't really highlight those things at all. And I did look at terms and conditions, and as I kind of went through that, I didn't really see any of this. And the thing was, is that again, somebody kind of alerted me to this, like, this, you got to be careful because of this, that, or the other. And I tried calling, I think it was on the weekend, and I don't know, I guess it may have been after hours or something, but I wasn't able to get through. So today was another attempt. I'm glad you all call me back. Otherwise, I would have tried to send an email because I saw there was some kind of an email. Now, all that being said, sorry for taking so long to ask. Because I wasn't clear on that, and now that you've made it clear, is there any way to quote unquote unsubscribe or somehow say, I wasn't aware of this, you know, usually there's a 30-day free look period for most things. I think that's kind of I don't want to say it's a rule, but, you know, by and large, you know, 9 times out of 10, you buy something, if you come back to a store within 30 days, they'll honor the fact that, you know, you did have, I don't know, buyer's remorse or something. In this case, it wasn't clear about that. And now that you've explained it, I'm just not, you know, in a position to continue or agree to those terms.
Yes, sir. I understand. Well, I can cancel your membership for you. That's no problem.
Oh, great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Let me go ahead and get everything canceled for you, and I'll give you your cancellation number.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. All right, sir, I have your cancellation number. Are you ready?
Yes, I have a pen or paper. I'm good. Yes, I can write. Go ahead.
All right, it's C as in Charlie.
Okay.
263.
Uh-huh.
086.
Okay.
381.
Okay.
All right, so your membership is canceled. Is there anything else I can help you with?
That should do it, but I'm just going to ask one quick question, and that is, everything that you described, I appreciate you kind of clarifying that. So, at this juncture, because I did provide, like, initially a credit card, to pay for the shipping on that tactical military sling bag, which I think was like $4.95 or thereabouts, would that be the only charge that would appear on the card? Anything beyond that? I mean, based on the cancellation, there shouldn't be any additional charges at all whatsoever?
Well, sir, the bag is... Okay, yes, the bag, but also because you didn't cancel the membership in time, you do have a 6732 charge for the membership.
Okay. How soon would I have needed to cancel the whole thing to have avoided that 6735?
You would have had to cancel it within the next 72 hours. So you ordered it on the 2nd and you were charged on the 6th.
Okay. And what's that 6735 for?
That's for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership.
Okay. And then how long is that cover for?
It's a monthly membership, so you pay it every single month, and you get a gift voucher every month that you can use towards any other purchases in the store.
Okay, and how much is the gift voucher?
Well, I thought it was $125, but from what I'm seeing in the terms and conditions on the website that you ordered from, it was $200.
Okay, so then I do have a gift voucher of $200 available to me?
Yes, sir, you should have one available.
Okay, so I'm just asking you just a fellow human being here, if I paid $67.35 for that first time and I got a $200 voucher, and if I was to use that voucher, I mean, does it seem like I would come out ahead?
Honestly, I think so, because, you know,
I mean, that's $200, and then I only paid $67.35, so I guess in the end, I mean, yeah, it's almost like you made a profit, so to speak. but you have to buy from a warehouse, correct?
Yes, sir. If you do want the gift voucher, I don't know if you received it or not, but I can give you an email address for the company, and you can try email them to get your gift voucher.
Yeah, because I don't think I received it. So I yes, if you could provide that, that would, I'd appreciate it.
All right. Okay, so this is a very long email.
Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
It's support at.
Support at, okay.
T-R-Y, try.
T-R-Y, okay.
G-E-T, get.
G-E-T, get.
Y-O-U-R, year.
Y-O-U-R, okay.
D-E-L-U-X-E, deluxe.
Okay, D-E-L-U-X-E, okay.
P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S, products.
Okay, so that's T, and then what was the rest? I apologize, after deluxe.
It's P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S, products.
Okay, oh, P, like products, I apologize. Okay, so deluxe product, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-S, plural, correct?
Uh-huh, .com.
Okay. .com, wow, that is a long one. Okay, and then I'm going to ask this, I apologize again, in doing that, I mean, if I use the voucher, that should be no more strings attached in that regard, right? The only thing is I'll have to use a $200 voucher within some kind of a website of sorts?
Yes, sir, you can use the voucher towards the website.
And then that's it, and again, I don't know that you would know this, but does the voucher have a time limit? You know, like, you better use this within the next 2 weeks. If you don't, then it expires or something.
No, so the voucher shouldn't have a time limit. You can use it however long as you like. And with the monthly membership, it does add more money onto the voucher. So let's say you were paying for 2 months worth of a membership, you would have a $400 towards the store you could spend.
Okay, but in this case, I only paid for 1 month, correct?
Yes, sir. So you only have $200.
Okay. And then as I kind of sort of mentioned, I'm going to check something here real quick. Let's see. Yeah, this was like on the second, as you mentioned. And I want to say it was that Saturday maybe, or maybe Sunday, because I remember it was a weekend. I tried calling, and I want to say it said, if you don't want to lose your place in line, press this number and we'll call you back. But that I know I never got a call back, but that's beside the point. I was trying to, kind of what we're doing today, I was trying to do then, but I guess that doesn't count because I didn't speak to anybody. But if I had sent an email, I guess I don't even know if that would have counted, because I would have probably needed to speak to someone to get the details. The email probably would have been more of a, can you please explain if there was any, you know, strings attached. So this was hard to get around, but yeah, I guess at a minimum, I guess if anything, what I ended up paying was the $495 for the shipping, and then I paid $67.35 only one time, correct?
Yes, sir. You only paid it one time.
Okay, and then outside of that, I'm going to get this voucher for $200.
And yes, sir.
And that's it. Okay, I guess that's it. Out of curiosity, just would you happen to know what is it that they wholesale, or what is it that this warehouse, you know, they have in there? Because if I'm using $200, I don't know, you know, I don't know what is even there. Would you know by chance?
Well, sir, they sell all types of gadgets, so they should be able to sell you, like, all types of electronics and other tactical bags and of the sort.
Okay.
Let me see, because I do have a list of the things they do sell. They sell dash cams, spy cams, streaming devices, Wi-Fi boosters, heaters, smartwatches.
Okay.
Also sell COVID tests. And yeah, they do sell tactical bags. They sell tactical watches. And that's as far as I can see.
Okay.
My list.
All right. And then what is the website, just like it says, support at trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com? Is that also, like, what would be the website just to go look at those things? Is it the same? I mean, trygetyourdeluxeproducts.com maybe or something?
Well, they may have to send you the website themselves, because from what I'm seeing, these are just all the promotional websites where you get the free products in pay shipping and handling. And then it's that little agreement you make within the terms and conditions. I don't see the actual website for the store.
Okay. All right. Well, you've been helpful, and I mean, do I get any kind of receipt about the cancellation? So that I'm hoping this is, you know, it's all done and processed. But you know, sometimes if something comes up, it's always good to have some kind of a, you know, receipt. I guess, yeah, you know, paper trail.
Well, sir, we don't send any cancellation emails, unfortunately, but do hold on to the cancellation number I gave you, and you should be able to reference back to that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you once again.
No problem.
All right.
Well, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day, sir.
You too. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.